We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call Banks. He is brought to you by your Tri-State Kia dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. And by Fox Resort Casino, the wonder of it all, the two-time Super Bowl champion, number 58 in your program, our good buddy, Carl Banks. Hello, Carl.
Hello, guys. Carl, what's going on?
Well,
what's
up? We got two bad football teams in this town. That's indeed. What's going on. Where do you want to start with this loss to the Saints?
Well, actually, we can start with, you know, I said that we wouldn't know what this team was. And I normally won't assess a team until after the first month of the season. You know, stating the obvious, they're not good enough to be a playoff team, right? But there are some problems that they really have to continue to work to fix. One being a quarterback who has to make the plays when they're there to be made. Now there were a few that he completely missed. Odell Beckham on two just kind of threw him out of over his head. And those are, you know, you have to have a quarterback who can make those plays for you when they're there. And obviously their game plan has centered around what their offensive line can and can't do. That's why the ball's getting out of his hand quick on a lot of plays. And then when you get it blocked up, he's got to be able to make, you know, those throws. And I'm sure he'll admit to that. So that being said, you know, you start there because when you play a team of the level of the New Orleans Saints, there are some opportunities that they had to really put New Orleans on its heels. They did not. And I, you know, this is from coaching to offense, defense to special teams. The coach has admitted he probably could have done some different things in terms of managing the timeout situation at the end of the first half. But then you look at when the Giants defense was playing lights out. Now, you can't get four field goals from the New Orleans Saints. Those are normally touchdowns in some games. They get a big three and out to really put them on their heels to get the offense back the ball. And the punt return team goes out on the field and falls asleep and allows a fake. Now, the significance of that is it helped New Orleans get their team back on track. And they just, you know, the more your defense was out there on the field, the more you knew or you got the feeling that, boy, I don't know how long they're going to be able to, you know, to hold up. And they had some key breakdowns. But, you know, it's a team win and team loss league. They're not good enough in some areas to make those types of mistakes. They're not good enough in a lot of areas to overcome those types of mistakes. And, you know, they have special teams meetings. They have a game plan. They go over those things. So when your job is to play for one down and do it so that you can help your team, you got to be able to do that. You can't fall asleep. You can't be a fan, you know, where the defense plays so well, you're out there and you're just assuming that the other team's going to punt. Mike Westhoff is on that sideline. Number one. Number two, Sean Payton is a riverboat gambler. You know, he kicked the onside kick in the Super Bowl. So I'm sure those things were discussed in those special team meetings. So it's just one more thing now that you got to look at as a group as one of the reasons why you lost the game. Because they had some opportunities. And when you get New Orleans on its heels and they're kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, you got to feel good that, hey, if we can get one good drive out of this, because the Giants had just went down and scored, if they could get something out of it and get them, you know, get them to punt and get another drive going, you got yourself a different type of ball game. But that's part and parcel. Some of the things that are disqualify this team for being playoff ready at this point. I mean, I'm stating the obvious, but I'm just kind of giving you some insight as to why things are what they are. We know this offensive line is a work in progress, so there's no sense in beating that horse other than the fact that they got to run the ball better. That is going to be the key, because I don't have a problem per se if you're game planning around an offensive line that doesn't hold up well in the passing game, so you got to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands. What makes it a doable strategy or executable strategy is your ability to run the football. If you're running the football and you're doing short passes, you're making teams commit to stopping the run. We're not talking about a running back who's a run-of-the-mill guy where they're saying, well, you know, we'll keep seven in the box. We'll keep seven in the box. We'll stop him. He can't hurt us. This running back has shown that he can hurt a defense. So they've got to commit to the run game, meaning the offensive line, as well as Coach Shermer and Coach Shula. And they can't have – they have a running play, and Saquon Barkley gets tackled 5-7 yards in the backfield. You can't have, you know, no hitters up front. You got to make contact. If you just make some contact, this kid will move the chains for you. And the reason I say you have to run the football in order for anything else to be functional in your offense is because the more you run, even if it's not successful, it makes teams have to commit to stopping it. You cannot sit back and say, we'll play seven in the box against Saquon Barkley and we'll stop him. That's not the way it should work against a back of his caliber. So they've got to get this offensive line, got to be committed to run blocking. And it's not asking a whole lot when you got a back like him. You just got to make contact and get him to the second level. But in doing so, it also makes teams' defense commit more people. And then you start to see people drifting towards the line of scrimmage. And that's when you can get a guy like Odell Beckham vertical on a defense. Right now, defenses have what I term, and I guess I stole it from Coach Shermer, but they throw a net around your playmakers. What that means is they drop everybody back into zone, make you throw in front, and then they come and tackle you. They don't let your playmakers get open. They just play like a shell zone. And their safeties are back deep, linebackers are playing deep, and they just, hey, let them dump it down and we'll make the play, but we got to get more than one guy to those guys. So the more they can get those defenders edging towards the line of scrimmage with the threat of a Saquon Barkley, the more the opportunities they'll have to go down the field. And it makes the linemen's pass protection a lot easier, too, when they're run blocking well, because now a defensive lineman has to worry about two things.
We're talking to Carl Banks about the Giants. You know, it felt when they opened up the game. First of all, they stopped the Saints three and out.
Yep,
right out
yep.
of the gate, they stop them.
And yep. right down the field.
They march right down
like
the field.
Like 10 yards of play on that drive, too.
Oh, my God. Chunks and chunks. There wasn't a third down try until third and goal from the three. And you mentioned it, falling asleep on punt defense. Maybe forgetting Taysom Hill as a player who Sean Payton loves to deploy. But that moment felt like a game changer because the Giants were this close to getting the football back with decent field position, up 7-0, and putting that same defense right back on the field after they let the Giants march down the field in just a couple of minutes. I felt that was a game-changing moment early in this football game.
No, it really was. And nothing that they put on the field should have surprised the Giants. I mean, this isn't the first time they've used Hill in multiple areas, especially on special teams. He returns punts, he returns kicks, he does everything for them. So that's my point. Everybody, when you're not good enough to overcome mistakes, every phase of your football team has to be locked in, focused, and accountable. And that one, it's, in my opinion, it swung the game back into what Sean Payton and Drew Brees does best. It kept them in a rhythm. And then it put your defense back on its heels. And listen, the defense, they fought hard, but they didn't do the key things in key moments. They had key breakdowns too. You know, they didn't defend that tight end up the seam. Should have known it was going to rear its ugly head. They had a few key breakdowns at key moments in the game, in the run game too. Overall, if you wanted to give them a grade, you say, boy, their effort was great. They stopped Kamara for the majority of the game, and then they give up a 49-yarder to him or a 59-yarder to him. So they're not good enough either, but it's a team effort because they played a lot of downs.
Yeah.
They played a lot of downs, and they had to – listen, defending the New Orleans Saints is not an easy task because they throw so much at you, and they try to find the matchups. And when you're getting them to kick field goals instead of touchdowns, you're thanking your lucky stars, and you're saying, okay, offense, get out there. We're keeping you in this game. Get out there and get us some points or just stay in this race for us, and we can continue to do our job. But if you're failing offensively, it's a matter of time. It's not if, it's when New Orleans will get on track. Mm. And they had them off balance for a while, and they did a pretty good job for three quarters of the game, and then it just broke open when the offense just completely stalled.
You know, one big play in this game, too, I really thought, Carl. They scored a touchdown, 26-18. The kickoff, the returner makes a mistake and tries to return the ball, gets stopped on about his own 5-yard, 2-yard line, whatever it was. And the first play from scrimmage, I think Brees hit the tight end for about 20 yards to get right off the goal line.
Yeah.
That was a huge play in the game right there.
It was a big play in the game. They were backed up. It actually, and we can get into the officiating, but that was actually a tripping. Brees probably would have been sacked.
Right.
But it was a tripping, and it would have been a safety, but they didn't call it. But then, once again, they got Kareem Martin in space. He's looking at the quarterback and didn't know it was a guy behind him in the flat there. I mean, in the deep flat area out there. So, listen, again, special teams are a part of football. And I think the returner was new to the team, but you got to have good judgment, you know. And he's got to spend some time understanding how they block these things. And they don't have big returns. And if again in a game like this, you might want to keep – you know, the ball, I'm talking about on the Giants side,
right,
keep the ball in the end zone on some areas. But it's just the special teams have to play a major role. It's all hands on deck,
sure,
pretty much. It's we can point to a lot of different areas. And, you know, I started off saying the quarterback's got to do a better job also, the offensive line. But here's the reality now. It's a new week. Frustrations are starting to bubble a little bit. I think they're bubbling for the right reasons, though. Your star player just wants to win more than he wants touchdowns. I'm sure he'd like to be able to contribute more to a win, but they have to figure that out. But now there's a book on how you want to contain the Giants' offense. For whatever you consider that offense, good or bad, teams are game planning it. So with Shula and Shurmur, they've got to now make this a week-to-week proposition for their opponent. They've got to figure out different ways to do it. Even if it's the same type of stuff, the same philosophy, you've got to figure different ways. You've got to hit guys going forward instead of sideways. You've got to try to figure out something vertically, but I think it all starts around your star running back. He's your key player. He's a complementary player to Odell Beckham. And Odell's a compliment to him if they can get one of the two going. And obviously, teams have decided that Odell Beckham's not going to get behind him, so they threw a bet on him.
Right. Mm. We're talking to Carl Banks. Let me get to the officiating because I thought
Horrible. The
comment Alec Ogletree made after the game was weird, not doubting him, that the officials were telling him we wouldn't make that call in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And he didn't elaborate fully on the context of really what was the official saying. They don't make that call
or
in one game.
Or who said it, or what officials said
or
it.
Or who said it. Your thoughts on that and overall the officiating in this game,
I think,
Carl?
This was – and look, they were bad for both teams, but you get the you get an illegal block down the field on Shepard, I believe it was, on a ball that was in the air, and it was within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage in the first half. Negates a big play for the Giants. The second half, the Saints do the exact same thing. The official eats the flag. He picks it up.
Yeah, right, right,
and
right.
It says there was no offensive pass interference or illegal block because the ball was in the air and it was within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. Well, somebody called him from New York and told him he can't make that call again. So they come back and they eat the flag on it. But it was just face mask calls that were missed. There were a lot of things that they didn't have a good day, that crew. And, you know, you factor that into a bad day the Giants were having anyway, and this is what you get. But I just, you know, this is a call that has to be answered by the 53 guys on that roster. It can't be an offense. It can't be your quarterback. It can't be your offensive line only. They're all, I mean, you look at it, every phase had its share of mistakes, and that's why they lost the game.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Eli Manning threw some great balls. He threw some touchdowns, right? But he also missed some. And those some that he missed are, when you play a team like New Orleans, those are the ones you got to make. You got to make them say, oh, boy, we're in a dogfight here. You know, because for them, the arrogance, and this is not a bad thing, but the arrogance of the New Orleans Saints with the diversity of their play calling and skill sets, they just know it's a matter of time before they get it going. You got to be that team that never let them get it going, and they had it. They had it defensively for a while. They went down the field, and they moved the ball and scored on their first drive. So they had them thinking. Now you got to be able to button up every little thing that you do in every phase of the game, like giving up on a run play, giving up a 7-yard loss because you completely whiff on your guy. Can't have that in a game against the New Orleans Saints. Their big name players, their wide receiver, we didn't hear his name a lot.
Michael Thomas, yeah.
Right.
Four
we
catches.
Didn't hear Kamara a lot. Until we did, and that's when they had those key breakdowns. But you go into that game expecting, boy, they're going to have their hands full with these two players, and you never got that sense early in the game for probably 2.5 quarters. So there were opportunities, but they have to be better as a team in buttoning up the little things because they are just not good enough to overcome the most minor things right now.
Mm. Carl, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Carl.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.